Hi-ho, Silver! Brace yourself as we gallop through the thrilling world of the Lone Ranger, a legendary radio show that echoed through the airwaves with the beat of hooves and the call of justice. Meet the mysterious Lone Ranger, a masked hero whose identity remains shrouded in secrecy, and his steadfast companion, Tonto. In the vast expanse of the Old West, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode together, their deeds echoing through the canes and prairies. The Lone Ranger, a symbol of justice and righteousness, rode on the mighty Silver, his white stallion, with Tonto at his side on the ever-loyal Scout. The Lone Ranger's silver bullets and unwavering commitment to justice made him an icon, a lone crusader against the forces of lawlessness. Tonto, his trusted companion and a skilled tracker, stood by his side, adding depth to their dynamic duo. Together, they rode their steeds, Silver and Scout. The Lone Ranger and Tonto galloped into the hearts of our listeners, and their adventures becoming legendary. The sound of the galloping hooves and the Lone Ranger's stirring call, "Hi-ho, Silver," became synonymous with justice prevailing in the Old West. So saddle up and ride with us as we revisit the thrilling tales of the Lone Ranger, Tonto, Silver, and Scout, where every episode is a daring ride into the heart of the frontier justice. Now let's get into this episode. This episode originally aired January 6, 1947, and the title is To Catch a Crook. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver.
Get up there!
Jim Jackson rode hard in his eagerness to make good on his first important assignment as a federal investigator.
Come on, boy!
He rode hard, and that was poor judgment when the ground was studded with gopher holes and other irregularities, and the only light came from a thin new moon.
Get up!
His horse tripped and fell. The horse got to his feet uninjured, but Jim lay motionless for some time. Jim didn't know how long he was unconscious. His first awareness came when he heard voices that sounded far away.
back home.
Gradually, the faces became more distinct. Jim opened his eyes and saw that one of the men who stood near him was an Indian. And as his vision cleared, he saw that the other, the taller man, was masked.
I'll hold that wet cloth against his face to see if there's anything broken besides his leg.
Ah, you take a look.
Be very careful of him, Tonto. We can't move him until we find a splint for that leg. Conscious, huh?
Did you say broken leg?
You had a bad fall, Jim. You've been unconscious for over half an hour.
Oh, of all of your ornery cussed luck.
Now, here's a canteen. Take a drink of water.
Yeah,
Don't try to move. Just relax. Here, let me lift your head a little. There you are. I'll take a drink.
Thanks.
How about him, Toto?
Bad bump on the head. Broken leg.
Broken leg? Might just as well have been my head got busted.
You're only a few miles from Trigger Bend. We'll brush your leg so you can be carried on a litter swung between our horses. And we'll take you to Dr. Stebbins. He'll fix you up.
You're masked.
That's right, Jackson.
How do you know me?
We were told about your first assignment.
Busted leg. All the downright ornery luck. Just when I had a chance to make good on my own. A chance to solve that cattle mystery.
What is so mysterious about the beef that was sold to Fort Clark?
Three times beef was brought to the fort. Each time it was bought originally from a different rancher. But every one of those three ranchers sold his stock to Amos Barton. And it was Barton who brought it to the fort.
Well, Barton acted as a middleman. What's mysterious about that?
How can he afford to do it? That's what I want to know. We checked up. We found that he paid the same price for the cattle that he charged us. On three different occasions, he drove those cattle 50 miles and sold it to the army for just exactly what he paid. How could he afford to do that? Why did he do it? That's what I want to know. Oh, me with a broken leg.
We'll see what we can find out while you spend some time in Dr. Stebbins' home.
Now, hold on. Maybe your help won't be the kind I want. I don't know a thing about you.
Take it easy, Jim.
But I don't know you. Who are you?
Suppose you save your questions until your leg's been set and you're resting comfortably. By that time, I may be able to give you a few answers.
By the time the injured federal man had been taken care of by Dr. Stebbins in the town of Trigger Bend, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had learned a few more facts about Army purchases of beef. They learned, among other things, that Sam Blake and 100 head of cattle were on their way north. The masked man and Tonto made their plans accordingly.
Now, give me a hand with the disguise, Tonto. Get those old clothes out of the saddlebags.
And what we do?
We'll head south until we meet Sam Blake. I want to travel with him and find out what kind of a deal Amos Barton makes.
Well, if as you say, you and the Redskin are willing to punch cattle for three meals a day, I sure can use you.
That is a deal, Blake.
I aim to keep shoving ahead as fast as I can until we get to Trigger Bend, where there's good grazing and plenty of water. Stop there for a day and a night.
In Trigger Bend, Nate Marchand ran the Ace Cafe and Gambling Hall, with one large room set aside for dancing. It was a gay place, a rendezvous for everyone who lived near town. One of the more frequent visitors was Amos Barton.
You busy for the next few minutes, Marchand?
Sit down, Amos. What's on your mind?
I just got word there's another shipment of beef on the way to the fort.
Coming this way?
Yes. Due to hit the range about noon tomorrow.
Who owns it?
A man by the name of Blake. And it's his first deal with the Army.
Sure, he's never been through this way before.
Not unless he's changed his name. 'Tisn't likely. I'll know when I talk to him if I've ever seen him before.
Wouldn't do to work the same deal twice on one man.
You take me for a fool?
How much stock has he got?
Around 100 head.
Yeah. That'll call for a pretty sizable chunk of cash.
Well, what do you care? You get it all back, plus 50% profit.
All right. Stop here tomorrow on your way to see this man, Blake, and I'll have the cash ready for you.
Fine. How about Maisie?
She'll do her part, same as usual.
Good enough. You tell her to be on the lookout for a rancher named Blake who'll be in here tomorrow night.
Sam Blake's cattle reached a valley near Trigger Bend soon after noon on the following day. Lush grass and plenty of clean, cold water made it an ideal place to lay over while the beef regained a little of the weight that had been lost on the trail.
How long do you figure on staying here, Blake?
Well, figure at least 24 hours and maybe longer. Don't often find grazing like this on the trail to the north. Throw out a rope corral, boys, and break out the chuck wagon.
The boss says break out the chuck wagon, boys.
You aren't far from Trigger Bend.
Feller over there right this way.
Sure enough. He's coming like he's got business.
Yeah. Coming from the direction of Trigger Bend.
Doggone, I hope there's no rules against pasturing here.
I doubt it.
You don't happen to know that man, do you?
No, I never saw him before.
Well, I reckon we'll know his business soon enough.
Hi there!
Hi, stranger!
Welcome to Trigger Bend.
Thanks.
My name's Barton. Amos Barton.
Blake's mine.
Howdy. I'm glad to know you, Blake. I reckon you must be the man with beef for the Army.
That's right.
Well, that's why I'm here. I figure I can save you a lot of trail driving.
How's that?
Why, take the critters off your hands right here and now.
How do you mean?
Well, I'll pay you the same as the Army's paying cash money.
But the Army needs this beef. That's why I'm taking it up to Fort Clark.
Sure thing. That's what I figure to do with it.
Do you think you can get more than you're going to pay for it?
I figure that's my worry, mister. I figure I can. Well,
but you can't. Contract's all signed.
Leave that to me.
I don't know as I should. It don't seem hardly right.
Oh, nonsense. The Army wants the cattle. They don't care who delivers it. You want to sell your cattle and get your price for it. I just step in between, that's all.
Do you often make a deal like this, Barton?
Oh, I've made a couple.
And made money on them?
Oh, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. But I'm a man who's always willing to take a chance.
Well, don't see no harm talking it over.
Yeah, that's the ticket. You see, Blake, confidentially, I've got a few angles. I've got ways of adding a few pounds to every one of the critters so I can make a little profit on the deal. Now I'll show you the color of my money and we'll talk things over.
I don't see no harm in it as long as the Army gets the beef.
Go ahead, Blake. Make the deal.
There, you see, your rider is in favor of it.
All right, it's a deal.
Now you're talking. Count out the money, then we'll talk about hiring some of your men. I'll need them to help me handle the cattle. You don't mind, do you?
No, I don't mind.
And say, there's something else I meant to tell you. I reckon you plan to spend the night around here, don't you?
Yes, I reckon so. We'll camp here and maybe hit the back trail sometime tomorrow.
Then don't miss the chance.
What chance?
Don't tell me you haven't heard of the Ace Cafe in Trigger Bend.
Chance is I have.
My sakes alive. Why, it's the greatest place this side of the Mississippi. That's where a man can have himself a time.
Yeah?
You're doggone right. You just go there tonight. Go to the Ace Cafe and introduce yourself to Nate Marchand. Tell him Ramos sent you. And tell him to charge everything to me.
That night, as darkness gathered, the Lone Ranger and Tonto found Sam Blake preparing to ride into Trigger Bend.
Yes, sirree. It is downright fine of that man to stand treat for my evening in town.
You mean Barton?
Yes, sirree. Well, I still don't savvy how he can make a profit on the cattle, but that's his worry. I got my money.
You're not going to take it into town with you, are you, Blake?
Not going to take it into town? You're doggone right I am.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Well, he must got a lot of cattle.
Toto, I'd like to have whiskers that would make me resemble Sam Blake here.
Ah. What's that? What are you talking about?
You think we have materials enough in the saddlebag to fix me up?
Me fix them.
By thunder, you sure are a curious sort of hombre. Just what are you talking about anyway, whiskers like mine?
Right now, Blake, it would be impossible for you to understand it.
Understand? Understand what?
What I'm going to do. I can't expect you to believe me, but you're not going to be hurt, and you're not going to suffer a loss.
Hurt? Loss?
I'm going into town in your place.
Like fun, you are, by thunder.
Steady.
Where are you?
Take your gun, Toto.
You let me alone.
I'll hold him.
Let go of me, or
you won't do anything. If you don't keep your voice down, we'll gag you.
Me got rope right here.
I'll have the law on you for this. I'll see that you hang.
Get that rope over his arms.
You got it.
I'll take his money.
Dad, rat it.
You'll get it back, Blake, every cent of it. When you do, you'll know why Amos Barton is so anxious to buy your cattle. Make those ropes tight, Toto. Then we'll get ready to go to town and do what Jim Jackson would do if he hadn't broken his leg.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. Nate Marchand's cafe was well filled, but Nate paid little attention to the people at the bar, the gaming tables, or the dancers in the room adjoining. He sat where he could watch the door and waited for the arrival of a middle-aged man who looked like a rancher. Maisie sat at the table with him.
You sure he'll be here?
He better be here. If he doesn't show up, I'll take my money out of Amos Barton's hide.
I guess he'll be here all right. Barton usually fixes things. And that reminds
just
me,
a minute,
Nate.
Maisie. Look over to the door.
Suppose that's Sam Blake?
Could be. Whoever he is, he's a stranger in Trigger Bend.
He's taller.
Looks to be about middle-aged.
Hard to tell with whiskers like that. He's talking to Lefty.
Well, don't let him see you staring. Better turn back this way.
Sure thing. What's he doing now?
Lefty's pointing over this way. Pointing me out, I suppose. Yeah, the stranger's coming over.
Good.
You do your part, Maisie. I'll see that there's a little bonus in it for him.
It's about time.
They tell me you're Nate Marchand.
That's the name.
Guess maybe Amos Barton told you about me. He said it'd be all right to come in here and sort of get acquainted.
You must be Sam Blake.
I never suspected it'd be a place like this. Yes, yeah, sure some layout.
It'll do. Well, this here's Maisie. Maisie, shake hands with Barton's friend, Sam Blake.
Howdy.
I'm glad to know you, Maisie.
Sam? Don't mind if I call you Sam.
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, Sam, the place is yours. Want to play a few games? Just walk up to any of the tables.
Oh, I'm not much of a hand at gambling.
You're smart.
If you want a little refreshment, just call to the waiter. Tell him what you want, or maybe you'd like to dance,
Well, I might go in and look the crowd over.
Now, Maisie will go with you. Go on, Maisie.
Sure thing.
Maisie's the best dancer in Trigger Bend, if you care to dance.
I'm not much of a hand at dancing.
That's all right. Come on, we'll go and watch the people and listen to the music.
Have a good time. Make yourself right at home.
Thanks, I will.
The company Accompanied by Maisie, the Lone Ranger watched the dancers for a while and then occupied one of the tables for a light meal. Throughout the evening, he maintained his pose of a middle-aged rancher. At one time, when he was brushed by a group of men, he felt Sam Blake's wallet taken from his pocket, but he gave no indication that he knew he'd been robbed. It was nearly midnight when Maisie came into Marchand's office and closed the door.
Is he gone, Maisie?
You mean Blake? No, he's sitting out there at the table.
Has he missed his money?
I don't think so. But hang it all, Nate, he's different than I thought he'd be.
What do you mean?
Well, he don't seem to relax and enjoy himself at all.
Oh, no?
He hasn't touched a drop of liquor. He's sober as a judge, and Nate, that's bad. He'll raise an awful rumpus when he finds his wallet gone.
Let him.
I don't like it, Nate. I don't like it at all. I felt his muscles when we were dancing. He may look kind of oldish, but he's got muscles like iron. That gent can make plenty of trouble for us.
Just let him start trouble. I'll go back to him, Maisie, and get rid of him. Tell him we're closing up in a few minutes or something like that.
Well, I'll try, but...
But what?
You'd better have a couple of the boys handy, in case he suspects that the wallet was taken from his pocket.
I've always got a couple of the boys handy. Hey, Moose, Trigger!
You want this for us?
Come in here.
Come on in, Trigger. Yeah.
Close the door. You two better stay here in the office.
How much was in that wallet, Buzz?
It's a few dollars more than Blake got from Amos.
Just a few dollars, huh?
Yep. I'll give it to you just as soon as Blake is gone.
And I'll breathe a sigh of relief as soon as Blake is gone.
I'll go on out, Maisie. Say goodnight to him.
Yeah, okay.
Do you mind if I come in?
Oh, Mr. Blake. I was just coming out to join you.
I'll save you the trouble.
Hey, you're talking different than you did a few minutes ago.
Yes. Conditions have changed.
Look here, stranger. This is Mr. Marchand's private office. The customers don't come in here.
I'm here on business.
You'll have to come see me some other time, Blake. We're just about to close up.
My business won't take long. I came here to get a few $1,000.
What?
It's money that was taken from me. That man took it.
What's that? You mean to stand there and say I took your money?
Yes. It was in the wallet you took from my pocket.
No man can call me a thief and get away with it.
No? I said I wanted that wallet and the cash that was in it.
Just a minute, Blake. Maybe you better understand that anyone that fights Moose fights me, too.
That's what I thought. How about you, Marchand?
Blake, you've made a serious charge. I've known Moose a long time, and I'd vouch for him.
Save it, Marchand. Where's the money?
You're asking me?
Yes.
Buzz, this critter's sure asking for trouble.
He certainly is.
I'm sorry Amos Barton isn't here to share what you men are going to get.
What we're going to get?
It's a slick scheme, Marchand. You and Barton work together in good shape. He buys cattle and gets a title. Then he sends a rancher here so you can get back the cash that was paid.
Blake, you've gone just about far enough.
He's gone too far.
I haven't seen anyone go for a gun.
Well, you...
Wait, hold it, Moose. Maisie, you get out of here.
Now, boss, watch it. There's something about this...
Get out.
Yeah. Sure thing, Nate.
Trigger, lock that door. Gotta take care of Mr. Blake.
Right.
Blake, I'm sorry you decided to make an issue of this.
I came here for just one thing. The money that was stolen. Now, if you're not going to hand it over, I'll have to take it.
Yeah. Well, instead of the cash, take this.
Oh, Trigger, I'll get him.
Come on.
Oh, why, you...
I'll get you.
Try it. I'm with you, Moose.
I got him.
Want some more, huh?
Grab him, Moose.
Here's another.
Oh. The window.
Hey, an Indian.
Now get him.
No, you don't.
Me, hear me, help.
Drink fast, stop him.
Here, one more.
And this is for you, Trigger. Hold it, Toto. I want Marchand.
No, wait a minute.
You know what I'm after, Marchand. Where is it?
Listen, let me talk.
Now look.
Take it.
Where is it?
Don't slap me again.
The money.
Now
speak up. The cash. Or do you want to be stretched out on the floor like Trigger and Moose?
Maybe me hit him once or twice.
No, wait. I'll give it to you. I'll get it.
Right now.
Here's the money. The wallet. It's all here.
Thanks. Go out that window. Come on, Toto. Let us throw water on your pals and try some raw beef on your left eye.
Blake, you'll hear more about this.
I'll be around, Marchand. If you want me, you know where to find me.
Hey, Paul, open up. All right.
What's all this?
Nate, we heard the shooting.
What happened? What was it?
Where is he?
Look, Moose and Trigger out cold.
Boys, listen to me. I've been robbed, beat up and robbed. And if it's the last thing I do, I'll get squared.
It was the following morning. Nate Marchand, Trigger, and Moose rode from town to the open range. Amos Barton had moved the cattle, but Sam Blake's horses, his chuck wagon, and a prairie schooner were drawn up in a small camp. Blake looked up from the campfire as Marchand and his companions reined up.
You, Blake?
Want to talk to you?
Well, I'm right here. Go ahead and talk.
Hey, Moose. The guy looks different in daylight.
Yeah.
You were in town last night, Blake.
Well, who's denying it?
Don't look to me like a man that could put up the scrap he did. It's all right to come into town. It's all right to come to my cafe. But if you think you can rob me, you're mistaken. Now get him up.
Hold on here.
Take his gun, boys.
Yeah.
Now clean out his pockets.
Hey, what kind of thievery do you call this?
You ought to know all about thievery. Came to my place and made off with a few $1,000s.
Hey, look at what I got.
Wallet. Good here.
Hey, that's my money.
You stole it from the cafe last night.
I was never in a cafe last night.
Too thin, Blake. In addition to these two witnesses, Maisie will swear that you were in my place.
By thunder, they'll be swearing to lies. That there money's mine. Got it from a cattle buyer, and by juniper, you give it back or I'll go to the law.
You go to the law and see how far you get. I'll have at least three witnesses who saw you in my office and a dozen that saw you in the cafe.
You can't prove no such thing.
You just go to the law and see how far you get. Now, boys, go to work on him. After the fight he was in last night, he should have as many bruises as we do. Take care of him.
It'll be a pleasure.
Now, hold on. Wait a minute.
Come here, you. I got a score to settle.
You hold him, Trigger. I'll let him have one like he gave me.
Don't try it.
Hey, what's another?
Hey, there he is, getting out of the wagon.
And Matt.
Let him go, Trigger.
I'll deal with you.
Hold it.
Caution.
Better finish that draw very slowly and let your gun fall to the ground.
Hey, there's something about his voice.
They stole your money, didn't they, Blake?
They sure did. Took it from him by force.
We have a few witnesses to that. Otto, throw back the canvas. Let these crooks see who's in the wagon.
Uh-huh.
Take a look, Marchand. I think you know Sheriff Blanford.
The sheriff.
What sort of deal is this?
Well, Marchand, looks like I've got plenty of evidence to jail you and a deputy here to help me handle you. You're under arrest. Take your guns, Blake.
You bet I will.
Keep them covered, deputy, until I get down from this wagon.
Right. Sheriff, I'm glad you're here. Needn't worry about throwing us in jail. We weren't stealing anything.
They were true.
We heard the whole thing.
I just gotten back and it was stolen from me. My friends can prove that Blake was in the cafe last night.
I expect you'd swear to that in the witness stand, wouldn't you?
I certainly would.
So would I.
Me too.
You swear Blake was in your cafe last night and robbed you while he was there?
He was there all evening.
Well, Blake, looks like you sure must be twins or something. Marchand, you lying polecat. You swear to what not's true, and pals would back it up. And Jim Jackson here can prove it.
You bet I can.
Who are you?
Jackson just happens to be a federal investigator looking to see why ranchers that sell to Amos Barton generally go home broke.
Sorry, I can't get down from this wagon to help rope you crooks. But you see, I've got a broken leg. I spent all of last night from sunset on in Doc Stebbins' home. And Sam Blake was there with me.
Well, there now. Now what do you poor cats have to say?
But that doesn't...
What does that make you, Marchand?
But wait, hold on. Someone came to my place.
That's too thin.
That's true. Someone was here and it looked like Blake.
All we know is that you crooks came here to take Sam Blake's money at the point of a gun and stood ready to go into court to swear to what we knew to be lies.
Jackson, looks as if you've been successful on your first assignment.
You bet he is. Jim Jackson's got his man.
Hey, hold on a minute, mister.
Maybe we'll meet again, Sam.
Now listen, give me a chance to apologize for what I said last night before I knew the facts.
Now don't worry about it.
Hey, that voice. Now I know. That masked man's the one that came to my place.
Marchand, tell it to the judge. And while you're talking, see that you tell enough so as my friend here, the federal government, can throw Amos Barton in the calaboose along with you.
Montilla! Montilla!
Thank you.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.